quickly and grab the attention of our mic monitors.
Yeah, just with the leaf cuttings, do you treat the petiole in any way? Do you nick it, or do you just... How do you initiate the shoots from the leaf cuttings once they've taken root?
Use the mic. Sorry,
it does it itself. It's just a natural occurrence that happens. Once you put the leaf cutting in and you get the roots coming on it, the new shoots come along themselves. So you can actually give it a little bit of liquid fertiliser when it's done that if you want to, but usually it just happens by itself. And it's quite... It doesn't happen... It's a... let's say you may not get 100% on everything, but you'll get a percentage, because usually what we're going for at our nursery, we're introducing new plants to horticulture, so we're looking for stock plants and things mainly, but the potential is there to have more numbers of plants. Yeah, so...
When you've got leaf cuttings, are the roots really temperamental when they come out? Are they well attached to
the
plant?
Yes, they are well attached. Yes, they. I've always got a bit of a session with plants. It's always a firm but gentle attachment to everything. And you'd be surprised. You'll have a leaf this big and you'll have a root this long. It's just amazing the amount of power that's in that particular plant. And the little suckers will come along later on. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a good therapeutic exercise for people to do if they want little bits of things to do around their gardens, is to practice doing leaf cuttings of all the Goodeniaceae and the trigger plants.
When you're doing the leaf cuttings, do you actually use part of the stem of the leaf
No, it's the leaf by itself. Uh-huh. And you can actually find that sometimes it's not just the bottom part of the leaf either. You can actually get it from the top part of the leaf as well.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
thank you.
It's amazing.
You said the same for Stalidium, just the leaf.
Just the leaf.
The trigger
plant. Right down to the tiniest little leaf you can get.
Good grief.
And even with the Dampiera, how tiny the leaves on those Leschnoltias, the tiny little leaf on the Leschnoltia would be able to grow a new plant.
That's probably our time.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I'm sure you'd like to join me in thanking Hazel for a very inspiring presentation. As my pronunciation coach, Neil, makes a presentation to her on our behalf. Thank you. And, really inspirational, and I think unbelievable would be the comment I'd be making, because people just keep asking that same question, just the leaf. And I think I'm sure we're all going home to try.
Excited when I saw it.
Thanks.